Qantas are under fire after a series of errors left Chelsea Hopkins-Allen, who has a disability, stranded hours from home at a deserted airport. Chelsea is bringing a complaint to the Human Rights Commission, and lawyers representing her say Qantas's treatment of Chelsea was disability discrimination. With us to explain more about this case and how it's part of the bigger picture is Chelsea's lawyer at the Justice and Equity Centre, Sheethal Balakrishnan. Sheethal, how are you going? Thank you once again for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
Morning, Danny. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, the last time you were here, we were talking about an airline allegedly discriminating against a person with a disability. Why does this keep happening?
Well, Danny, it's because people with disability just keep facing issues with airlines and airports. One in five people in Australia have a disability, and everyone who flies has a story. So until air travel is fully accessible in this country, the problems will continue at every stage of the journey, from booking a ticket to security screening and getting off the plane at the other end. It's simply not fair because people with disability have the same right to fly as everyone else. And the fact that these issues keep happening show us why we need disability standards so airlines and airports make their services accessible and safe.
What was it that happened specifically in Chelsea's case?
Yeah, well, Chelsea had a really terrible experience flying with Qantas. Because of her disability, she needs assistance to travel, and Qantas confirmed to Chelsea beforehand that it would be able to provide that assistance. But on the day, there were multiple points at which Qantas didn't provide that assistance, and those failures caused her to miss flights and ended up with her stranded in Perth, unable to get home to Albany. So Chelsea had done everything in her power to be able to travel safely and independently. But because of Qantas and its inaccessible systems letting her down, it had serious impacts, causing her stress and anxiety and was damaging to her health.
And so why would you say this specifically is disability discrimination?
The law is clear. Businesses have to provide their services in an accessible way. And in this case, it's clear Qantas didn't do that. If a service isn't accessible, it's disability discrimination. Qantas is a multi-billion dollar company, and we also know it makes significant profits. So those profits should be reinvested to ensure that its services are accessible and inclusive for everyone.
Now, you mentioned before the need for disability standards. How would these disability standards help stop experiences like Chelsea's from happening?
Well, I think the fact that these issues keep happening show us that the current laws are simply not enough. And so what we need are accessibility standards for the aviation industry. And that would mean specific requirements for airlines and airports to make sure that each stage of the travel journey is accessible. And so last year, the government committed to co-designing these sorts of standards with people with disability. That work has started, and it's good because people with disability are the ones experiencing the problems and also have the solutions. But I will also just add that standards alone are not enough, because if a standard isn't complied with, the burden would still be on people with disability to make a complaint after the fact, which means after the discrimination has already happened. So in addition to standards, it's also essential that there's a regulator to be able to monitor and enforce the standards and ultimately hold airlines and airports to account.
Now, millions of Australians have a disability. What can they do if they've had a similar experience while flying?
They can try to talk to the business that's discriminating against them to try to resolve it at that level. But if that doesn't work, then a person has rights under the law and they can complain to a human rights body in the same way that Chelsea did. So the most common of those bodies is the Australian Human Rights Commission. People should get legal advice before they make that kind of complaint. But I just also want to say, I guess, that that's exactly the problem. The burden shouldn't be on people with disability to make a complaint, because the bottom line is that, yeah, airlines and airports, they have an obligation under the law to make their services accessible.
Senior Solicitor at the Justice and Equity Centre, Sheethal Balakrishnan, thank you once again for joining us to discuss this. If you want to find out more about your wonderful work, jec.org.au. Keep on fighting the good fight, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Danny. Good to chat.